This is The Dark by Robert Munsch. One day, Jewel Ann came down the stairs, thump, 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 to eat breakfast. There was a cookie jar on the table. She turned it upside down, but nothing came out. She pounded on the bottom, wham, 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 but still nothing came out. She held it up and looked in. A small dark thing fell out, bounced on her nose, boing, and bounced across the table, boing, 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 boing. Jewel Ann said, "What's that?" Her mother said, "What's that?" It was a dark. The small dark ate Jewel Ann's shadow and got a little bigger. It ate her mother's shadow and got a little bigger. It ate the toaster's shadow and got even bigger. "I think it's a dark," said Jewel Ann. By that time, the dark was as big as the toaster. Jewel Ann's father came in and said, "Hey, what's that?" Jewel Ann said, "It's the dark. It eats shadows." Jewel Ann's father picked it up and threw it out the window. The dark landed and bounced, boing, 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 down the street. It saw a lot of car shadows and ate them up. It saw a lot of telephone pole shadows and ate them up. It saw a lot of house shadows and it ate them up. It saw a lot of grass shadows, and it ate them up. It even saw some butterfly shadows, and it ate them up. The dark was now as big as a hill. It came back to Jewel Ann's house and sat on the roof. Then it went to sleep. The whole backyard was so dark that Jewel Ann could not go out and play. Jewel Ann's mother and father said, "What's this?" They ran out to chase away the dark, but it was so dark outside they got lost. They could not even find the door to come back in. Jewel Ann was very upset. Then she saw that the dark had not eaten her chair's shadow. She broke off a piece and held it out the window. The dark came right down the side of the house and chopped that shadow up. Then Jewel Ann broke up the rest of the shadow into little pieces and put it right into the cookie jar. Right away the dark flew through the window and jumped into the jar to eat the shadow. As soon as the dark was inside the jar, Jewel Ann put on the top. She taped it with tape. She glued it with glue. She plastered it with plaster. And she roped it with rope. Then all her friends helped her carry it to a garbage can. They dumped it inside. Her mother and father called the garbage truck. The truck came, took the dark away, and it never came back. And all the shadows took a whole week to grow again.